This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from InvestUSA.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. I've noticed that a lot of people are saying, well, the Civil War number two has started now in Texas. Tell me what they're talking about.
Well, as you recall, you know, giving them a quick overview, the Constitution requires that the federal government provide for the common defense. It's so important that that's included in the preamble. It also in the Constitution is very clear. It has a section as to what the sovereignty of the states are. And why did it spell that out? Well, for some practical reasons. Well, this is 250 years ago. States can enter into individual treaties with foreign nations, et cetera, et cetera. Some just common sense stuff. But I think it's extremely interesting. The last part of that clause, this is in our Constitution, says that, however, if there is a imminent invasion or threat to the people of the state, of a sovereign state, it is not required to delay or to get approval from Congress before it defends itself. In black and white, you can't get any clearer
right,
than that.
Right.
So that's what the Constitution says. Now let's get to the scenario, to the facts of what's going on. We've all known for years that we continue to have under this administration hundreds of thousands, millions actually, of illegal immigrants or illegal invasion crossing our borders. It's not just people coming and not abiding by the laws how to get in. We have literally documentation that thousands of those entering are on the terrorist watch list. They are criminals that various countries have emptied their prisons and said, look, we're not going to pay for your food and stuff here. If you get out of the country and go to the U.S., you can leave. And so we've had thousands and thousands of criminals that have crossed our borders. And we've had thousands and thousands of those who have been involved with drug trafficking, human sex trafficking. It has become a Pandora's box of what we're getting that are crossing the border. The worst part about it is it comes in a twofold. First of all, we know that violent crime has spiked, and we're able to track it down. Many of the illegal immigrants that are crossing are criminals. They're raping, they're murdering, they're stealing, and that increases the unsafety of the American people. The second thing most people don't realize, Bill, is we're spending over $400 billion, not million, billion dollars a year dealing with this illegal immigrant crisis. You say, right. What in the world? How can we do that? Well, this government, this administration says that if you cross over illegally, instead of being viewed as a criminal like you are, we will pay for your transportation anywhere into the country. We will give you $2,500 a month.
Yeah.
We will give you a free phone. We will give you free medical care. And the list goes on and on. Now, here's where it's so frustrating with the American people. Go talk to a homeless veteran who sacrificed for the defense of this country. Ask him what he gets. Why is he homeless? And our illegal immigrants are being enjoying hotel accommodations. I think it's funny because most people think, well, we're housing hotels where the hotels are donating those rooms. Absolutely not. Yeah, hotels, though the federal government's paying for it, or local government or state government, some government's paying for it. I'm charging full rent. Full rate. And that's what they did. That's why you see how quickly, when you're talking about just last month, 320,000 illegal immigrants came across this country that you and I are now supporting. That's in 1 month alone.
Right.
You see how quickly it escalates over to billions of dollars in our economy. So because of that, Texas said, you know what? Enough's enough. You're killing my economy. You're threatening my people. You're increasing violent crime. You're destroying the state of Texas. Federal government is your responsibility. What are you doing about it? Well, for years, the federal government just didn't respond. Basically nothing. In fact, we're encouraging more people to come. So finally, Texas said, okay, enough is enough. We're going to block it ourselves. They put out razor wire on the border of the river for their part of the state to keep people from being able to cross in. But what did the federal government do? They came in and said, you can't do that. And they took wire cutters and cut the wire. And took your forklifts, et cetera, to remove it out. So then Texas says, okay, you want to play those games? Here's what we're going to do. We are going to engage the Texas National Guard, which is under the sovereignty of the state of Texas. And we're going to post soldiers, Texas National Guardsmen, on the border. And they're going to tell you when you come across, not only do you not get out of that river, you've got to turn around and go back. We're not even going to process anybody. You're not allowed on our soil. So they go to Eagle Pass, which is one of the biggest entry points around. And they tell the feds, you're not doing your job. We're taking over. You're no longer welcome here. We've got this, and we're going to turn people away. Well, then the feds get all upset. The Biden administration files, gets his Justice Department to file for an immediate injunction. But they can't do that. Shockingly, I hate to report this to the American people, our Supreme Court decided to do an emergency hearing. They heard the case. Now, understand what the case was about. The case was about there had been an injunction by the lower federal court to say that the feds could not cut the wires, the razor wires, that the state of Texas had the right to defend itself.
Right.
So when the case was heard on an emergency basis to the Supreme Court, Supreme Court overruled that. And two of our justices that we thought were conservative turned on the American people. And that's Chief Justice Roberts and one of the newly appointed Supreme Court Justices, Amy Barrett. What they did was they only looked at half of the case. They ruled on the first part that it is the federal government's responsibility for immigration. Texas never questioned that. The American people have never questioned that. What the question was the second part. If you advocate and refuse to do your responsibility, what's next? Who's going to step up? Who's going to protect the American people? And what Texas said is, I don't know about the American people, but we are in charge of the people of Texas, and we will protect our citizens in our state. And for the Supreme Court to ignore that section of the Constitution, it is just very disappointing. It's very troubling that our Supreme Court justices will not apply the rule of law. It's in the Constitution. This is not an interpretation.
Right.
It's black and white. So why are we still bringing this up again? Here's what's interesting. Just in the last day, Texas has come back and said, okay, here's our response. Did they just automatically pack up and run back home? Actually, no. They actually brought more razor wire out and doubled the amount of razor wire on the Texas border, basically sending a message to the feds. I hear what the Supreme Court said, but we're going to defend our people.
Sure.
And so the question becomes, I love the way you did the intro. You know, we had this discussion and this resolution 100-some-odd years ago. It was called the Civil War.
Right.
Because the feds tried to overextend their jurisdiction into the sovereignty of the states at that time. This is another clear set example, same principle. The feds are saying we have jurisdiction. States are not arguing. Not a question that we believe you have jurisdiction over immigration. Our question is, if you refuse to do your job and enforce it, and our citizens are being murdered and robbed and hurt, and our economy is being strained and destroyed because of it, if you won't do your job, then we will. We're going to move you aside.
There you go. Hang on right there, because we're running out of time here. More on this this is a developing story. Expect Mr. Letts to continue to cover that, because this is one that's near and dear to his heart. He is the head of InvestUSA.org. which gives protective vest to law enforcement, and he is a writer at American Thinker. Thank you for joining me this morning, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We look forward to this story continuing to making America prosperous and great once again.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. And I know you'd said there was something that was going to come out in relation to that. Do you want to talk about that now?
Well, yeah, as I said, there's a couple of witnesses have already been called and began to testify. There's an expert in New York state law as it applies to nonprofits. And he talked about how nonprofits are held to a much higher standard than for-profit operations in terms of their expenditures, and everything has to be consistent with the mission of the nonprofit. And then they called former treasurer and CFO Woody Phillips. He was treasurer from 92 to 2018, and the prosecution got him to admit to steering a large contract. I think it was about $1.4 million contract to his girlfriend. And I think she provided telephone marketing services or something like that. So when you get those phone calls from the NRA, I think that was her operation that was doing the work back then. He also, worked out a consulting contract under which he'd be paid after he left the NRA, and who knows how much. So, while all the attention and everything goes to, is directed at LaPierre because of the big dollar items like private planes and the suits and the security and the travel and all that kind of thing, the vacation, which the New York Attorney General claims that all added up to a loan to about $11 million. He wasn't the only one. That seemed to be a pretty common practice among the officer level people at the NRA. What's worse is that Phillips was the one who apparently, allegedly, worked out the deal with Ackerman Queen to launder all these expenses through ACMAC. so that all of this stuff.
You mean all that money wasn't going to NRA TV?
NRA TV? Somehow not. What happened, again, for your listeners' edification, all these expenses and things that were being bought and paid for outside of the policies and approval of the NRA, that all went onto a credit card that was held by Ackerman McQueen. And then Ackerman McQueen would be reimbursed for all that by billing that as marketing expenses to the NRA with little or no detail. And when somebody like former president Oliver North asked for detail and tried to find out what was going on in there, that's when he was asked to find other employment. They were laundering all these expenses through Ackerman McQueen, and that was a deal that was apparently dreamed up and worked out with ACMAC by former CFO Phillips.
Right.
So it was quite an above board operation.
I tried to get on board with Ackerman McQueen. I just couldn't understand. I really was trying to figure out why NRA TV was such a big thing. But then you go to the NRA show and you see the trappings of what they have. And I mean, while if you looked at the Ackerman McQueen setup, you'd say, "Oh well, they get a lot of money coming into them." They didn't show all of that money. I mean, it was a fine setup and everything. I just wanted to get on board with them just because it seemed like they had such a well put together operation.
Well, they did have a well put together operation. It was very professional.
But nobody was watching.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody was paying any attention. Nobody had any traction anywhere.
Nobody
and
was watching.
As a result, the NRA didn't get any bang for its buck. And that was a very big buck, too.
Yeah. Well, I would
not to mention
42
the other
was it 42 million a year?
Yeah, it was something like I don't remember the exact number, but that sounds that rings a bell.
Yeah, I don't know why that particular number.
They were paying all those
head to
high profile talking heads, you know, a significant amount of money. You know, to do the work, you know, those people, of course, they didn't do anything wrong. They were doing the work. They were doing exactly what they were paid to do.
Right.
People like Daniel Ash and Colleen Noir and Stinchfield and all those other people. You know, they were doing exactly what they were paid to do and producing content. The trouble was nobody was consuming it. But very few people were.
I remember that well. I mean, there was a time there, wasn't, so Dana Lash, when she was a spokesperson for for NRA, she was a Ackerman McQueen employee.
Yeah, I believe all those people.
As was
all
Oliver North. Yeah.
Correct.
That was a thing. Without a doubt, that was a thing. That was a... I never understood that. When I heard that, and that was in 2019. That's when it really all started to fall apart, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was right at the 2019 NRA show. And I was at the annual meeting because we heard what was going on, and you know there was the big long table with all the officers and everybody there, and there was a spot there for North, and he was not there. It all blew up in a couple of days before that. He issued an open letter, I think.
Right.
Describing what his, to the membership, describing what his concerns were and how he tried to get information and couldn't. And he was then trashed by NRA management as not being everything he said he was. It was a whole mess. So I think by now we all know who was on the right side of that.
Yep. gosh. Anyway, this is an interesting time to be observing this. So I guess this is going to be a marathon as they try to emerge on the other side of this. And I hope they do, but it's going to be a bit of an ordeal, isn't it?
It's going to be very much an ordeal. I mean, those of us who care about gun rights in this country appreciate the value of a strong and effective and forceful NRA that is a voice for gun owners and gun rights in this country.
Gotcha.
But that hasn't been the case now for years, thanks to all this. And we can only hope that that's what emerges on the other side after all.
There you go. Done. Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You USA News Update. Jury deliberations have started in the penalty phase of the civil defamation trial involving former President Trump. Trump briefly left the courtroom when E. Jean Carroll's lawyer began speaking, but returned for his lawyer's closing arguments. The jury now considering potential damages after finding Trump liable for both sexual abuse and defamation against Carroll. South Carolina primaries next month, and 2024 GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley has her sights set on making it past that state. She spoke about her campaign's future on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election. We're going to keep going as long as we keep growing, and I think that's what the American people want.
Haley says she's looking forward to the voting in South Carolina, a state where she served as governor for two terms. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Timmerman from Shooting News Weekly. And they've come out with a interesting, they're referring to, some of the Democrats are referring to training as private paramilitary activity. Tell me about this.
Yeah, two of the usual suspects in Congress, Ed Markey from Massachusetts and Jamie Raskin, who I believe is from Maryland, took the opportunity of January 6th, which is now a high holy day for the Democrat Party, to draft a new bill which would outlaw what they call, as you say, private paramilitary activity. It's called the Preventing Private Paramilitary Activity Act. And what is it? It is worded and structured in such a way that it is pretty vague. Any organized activity. They couch this under the desire to prevent militias, you know, the development of militias in this country, and who would of course be only be interested in violently overthrowing the U.S. government. the practical effect of this is people who, and prosecutors who aren't fans of gun owners, and I'm not an attorney, I've just read some of the language here, and it's vague enough that it could be considered to outlaw pretty much any kind of military, or I'm sorry, not military, any kind of training that a prosecutor has in line. So if you take, as we point out here, if you take a carbine class at Gunsight Academy, you know, I mean, that's guys running around with ARs and shooting at targets. That's probably something that idiots like Markey and Raskin would consider private paramilitary activity. You and I would consider it a fun week in the Arizona desert.
Nice weekend.
Yeah, I've done it before, and it's great. And I have no intent of overthrowing the U.S. government. This thing has virtually no chance of passing, certainly not in an election year. I'm not particularly worried about it, but, you know, depending on how the election goes, whether the Republicans can hold on the House, whether they can take the Senate, who knows what's going to happen in the White House, you never know. You've got to keep your eye on things like this. And as Jennifer Sunspot points out, the Second Amendment was written to, as a bulwark against tyranny as well, primarily as a bulwark against tyranny. So if, you know, she says, you know, let's say we find ourselves in a war and a president decides that everyone of Asian descent should be rounded up and put in a concentration camp. Not that anything like that would ever happen in this country.
Yeah.
Let's say that those people decided that that's tyrannical and they were going to fight back against that. Under a law like this, they wouldn't be able to organize, they wouldn't be able to train and to defend themselves, and they would it would be in violation of this law. So anyway, it's a mess. Anti-gun people in Congress love to write this kind of stuff and issue press releases, which of course both senators.
Is it all about the optics? Do they know that? Yeah, I mean, do they realize that there's just no way that would ever pass, so they do it for the optics, for re-election or something?
That's what most of this is. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they hope that they get a useful idiot like a John Cornyn or somebody like that to sign on with them.
Yeah.
And then they can claim that it's got bipartisan support. Then these things become more dangerous because they have a more realistic chance of becoming law. But hopefully even a moron like John Cornyn wouldn't sign on to something like this. Although I have no confidence in that at all, given his support for the recent gun control legislation.
So, how much of a chance? Does this have any chance at all?
I don't think so. Certainly not in 2024. My guess is that's not going to happen. Who knows if they'll reintroduce it in the next Congress after the 2024 election. We shall see. But, again, this was post-January 6th anniversary grandstanding.
Right.
Markey's press release was entitled "Following January 6th Anniversary, Senator Markey and Congressman Raskin Introduced Legislation to Stop Private Paramilitary Activity." Oh my gosh, private paramilitary activity. In other words, training, shooting guns at a range or in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
Without having fun.
So does that mean that the law enforcement can't do that either?
No, that of course there's of course a carve out for the military and for law enforcement, as there always is in these things.
Of course. The only thing is, I don't see anything like that passing except in the states that already have stuff like that. I only see the blue states getting bluer, and I don't see any of the other states converting. because of what's going on to the blue states.
I agree. Well, I mean, there's absolutely a bifurcation of the states going on in this country. It has been for a long time, and a lot of people voting with their feet, so the blue areas get blue, the red areas get red.
Well, in any event, I saw that, and I was just... Wouldn't it be great if they passed a law in either the House or the Senate that they could not propose a law that went against the Constitution? Wouldn't that be a good thing? Of course, they that would all be semantics, and they would work their way around it, wouldn't they?
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. That's exactly what that would be.
I don't know what they expect. I mean, with some of the stuff that they're trying to push and some of the things they want to see happen, given what's happened in Ukraine and Israel and what we see in the blue cities and all this other stuff. And have you seen that? I can't remember this female's name, but she's a former North Korean who got here. And they asked her about guns, and she said, yes, I wish we had guns in North Korea, because they can, in North Korea, they can walk in there into your house, and they're going to be looking for the pictures of, you know, my dear leader. And if there's dust on the picture frame, they can arrest you.
Really?
Yeah, take you to jail.
Yeah.
For disrespect.
I think in North Korea, they can arrest you for anything they darn well please.
Yes, and she said, you know, if they're going to come there and we're all going to die anyway, at least we could make it cost them something. Yes. But as it is right now, it costs them nothing and they do whatever they want. I mean, some of the stuff she talked about. In North Korea, if they execute you, most of the time they'll let the dog, they execute you so severely there's nothing left of you but dog food. And they have dogs come and take care of that. Craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Anyway.
Yeah.
Shooting News Weekly, brand new website, 10 days old. And they are already taking the spot for where I go for the late breaking news when it comes to the gun culture. Dan, of course, is the editor there. I would have to say that so far the future looks bright. I think you guys have done a splendid job with this. It looks like the old soul that it is with all the people you've got working on it. So that's a good thing. When we get back, we did have one important victory, especially given the background of a few things. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. You're going to SHOT Show, aren't you?
Yeah, I absolutely am.
So this time next week, will you be at SHOT Show? Or
I will be there. I'm flying there on Saturday.
Will you be available on that day?
On Monday?
On Sunday.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be at an event on Sunday.
Gotcha. I needed to know that. So anyway, we had a collateral damage point for the gun grabbers fall the other day due to the Bruin decision. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's another one. It's a pretty significant one, and it's one a lot of people don't realize is a problem. Most federal facilities are designated gun-free zones, and the one that most people frequent most often is United States post offices. Seems that a post office employee who apparently had to go out to his truck across a big parking lot at night, it's dark, in Florida, and has a Florida concealed carry permit, carried a firearm because he's worried about his safety. Now, he probably knew that that was illegal, but he did it anyway because he's worried about his own safety. Postal inspectors found out and arrested him. However, Friday, U.S. District Judge Catherine Mizell ruled that that is unconstitutional and a violation of the Second Amendment right. Thanks, of course, to the Bruin decision. She wrote that possessing a firearm at a federal facility is an activity that falls within the plain text of the Second Amendment. Thus, the United States must show that a ban on firearms in ordinary post offices is consistent with our nation's founding era tradition of firearms regulation. That, of course, is what the Bruin decision says. Every gun control law has to be consistent with the text, history, and tradition of firearms law in this country. Finally, she wrote, the Supreme Court has been clear the government must point to historical principles that were permitted to prohibit firearms possession in post offices. The United States failed to meet that burden. Thus, I dismiss the charge because it violates Mr. Ayala's Second Amendment right to bear arms. There you go. That's a big deal. The DOJ will no doubt appeal this. They will ask for some sort of injunction or something like that. I don't believe she did not, all she did was dismiss the charges against Ayala. So there's no order preventing people from enforcing a ban on carrying in the United States Post. I'm not sure what the next steps are. Again, I'm no lawyer, but my guess is that the DOJ is going to appeal her ruling to a higher court because they're not going to want United States Post offices as places where people are allowed to carry firearms. Why? I'm not sure. Well, of course we know. But if we can knock that down, that would be a very big win for gun owners in this country.
Right.
Because it would probably apply not only to post offices, but to a lot of other federal facilities too. If you have an office, if you have a meeting or appointment with Social Security Administration, have a question about your Social Security benefits, can't carry in there. If you have a, you need to go and see, God forbid, the IRS, want to go talk to their local office, you can't carry there. So all of these federal offices where the public has business on a regular basis should be places where the Second Amendment fully applies. Now, will that be extended to courthouses? Probably not. Will it be extended to other so-called sensitive places? That's going to be have to be adjudicated over time, or what is going to be off limits and what isn't. But my guess is that the average Joe will be able to carry a gun in federal offices, most federal offices, once this is all going to the courts and all is said and done. It's a very good news.
Now, has that always been that way, or did that start when we started having these guys that were postal workers going in there and going postal, as they would say?
I think that probably predates that. I don't know, because that was what back going postal was a thing back in the 80s, and that was before I paid attention to gun laws in this country. So I'm not sure myself. My guess is that it's always been that way, but I'm not sure why not. The inception of that really happened.
Well, I mean, the thing about this, like in my area where I live, it's shall issue, right? And if you go into a place like that where they have a carrying a gun to prohibition, then you got to roll the dice and leave your gun in the car, which lots of cars get broken into, and you get your gun lifted. And then your gun is out there, and it now falls into the black market. And, I mean, I certainly don't want that, not just from the standpoint of losing it materially, but just from the idea of it being used in a crime. I don't want that. And,
correct.
You know, that's the part where I look at those things, and that's just a dumb rule.
It is a dumb rule, and it makes it dangerous because it makes people it makes people handle their firearms more. You
know, right.
If you have to unholster and put it in your center console and then reholster, every time you handle your firearm, it's a chance for a negligent discharge. Another thing that people don't realize is they assume that when they drive out of the post office parking lot, they're okay to leave the gun in their car and then go in and put it back in their holster when they come out. Technically, they're breaking the law. They're breaking federal law as soon as they drive onto the post office parking lot. That's Postal Service property, and that is a gun-free zone just as much as the inside of the post office. I don't know that the Postal Service has prosecuted people that way in the past. My guess is they probably haven't, but technically they could.
Well, I think that's a good idea to have, although, do we know, Do we know anything about how often crimes are committed at post offices?
I don't. You could certainly Google that. I know it happens relatively frequently anywhere where the public is. The public is involved. You're going to get crimes. I don't think a lot of people rob post offices, but you know, things happen. It's all, you know, like you said, cars broken into. I don't have those statistics, though.
Those were the days. Those were the days where, you know, when, as a matter of fact, in England, one of the things that they break into the most are post offices. Because, and I think that has to do more with the cash that was available in a post office at the time. I don't know what it's like now.
Mm-hmm.
But those were the days when, you know, those kinds of things. I don't know how to put some of that stuff that goes, but it's nice that they've lifted that. Now all they got to do is just, the next thing I want to see is I want to see them get out there, and I'd like to see them make a private business, if they make their business a gun-free zone, to where they have to assume liability if something bad happens inside their gun-free zone.
I'd love to see that, too.
Yeah.
Just to be clear for your listeners, don't walk into your post office tomorrow with a handgun and expect that that's okay now. The post office hasn't changed their policies.
Right.
And that judge's ruling only applied to the defendant in this case, although she didn't drop the charges against it.
Right.
I'm sure there's going to be more court cases and follow-up that will have wider application, but nothing has changed nationwide
gotcha.
Yet.
Gotcha. All right. Well, pay attention to that. That matters. That does matter. So we won't be talking to Dan next week, but we will get a after action. Will you be back on the following weekend?
I shall.
Okay. So we'll get an after action review about SHOT Show and what you saw of SHOT Show and what you think of SHOT Show. So thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Breaking news at your fingertips. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.